This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The government has taken the decision for establishing the International Potato Center South Asia Regional Center at Agra in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media on the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that this will help in increasing food and nutrition security, farmers' income and job creation by improving potato and sweet potato productivity, post-harvest management and value addition.
आगरा उत्तर प्रदेश भारत में सबसे बड़ा आलू का उत्पादक है और उत्तर प्रदेश में जो आगरा के आसपास वाला क्षेत्र है वो बड़ा आलू का बेल्ट है उस बेल्ट में आगरा में जो इंटरनेशनल पोटैटो सेंटर है उसका रीजनल सेंटर स्थापित किया जाएगा 111 करोड़ रुपए की लागत से राज्य सरकार ने बहुत ही निर्णायक तरीके से काम करके जमीन दे दी है ऑलरेडी और अब वहां पे केंद्र सरकार और राज्य सरकार और इंटरनेशनल सेंटर के सहयोग से ये सेंटर बनेगा इस सेंटर के बनने से देश में जो अगर हम कहें हमारे फूड ग्रेन्स दोनों राइस और व्हीट उसके बाद में जो थर्ड मोस्ट कंज्यूम्ड कल्चरल प्रोडक्ट है वो पोटैटो है तो ये इस सेंटर से एक साइंटिफिक तरीके से आगे बढ़ा जाएगा इसीलिए निर्णय लिया गया है
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द गवर्नमेंट हैज आल्सो गिवन इट्स नॉड फॉर द रिवाइज्ड मास्टर प्लान फॉर रिहैबिलिटेशन ऑफ झारिया कोल्ड फील्ड इन झारखंड Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has approved the proposal for extension of Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2 with a cost of 3,626 crore rupees. He said additional length of 12.75 kilometers will be added as the new metro line with 13 stations. The minister said that the Union Cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister passed a resolution on the observance of 50 years since the proclamation of emergency. He said the government resolves to commemorate and honour the sacrifices of countless individuals who valiantly resisted the emergency. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the cabinet decision, saying that his government is fully committed to the welfare of farmers across the country. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said the government has approved the establishment of the South Asia Regional Centre of the International Potato Centre in Agra. He said this will greatly benefit farmers associated with potato production. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today released a book, The Emergency Diaries, Years That Forged a Leader in New Delhi. The book delves into the compelling role of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, then a young RSS Pracharak, played in the fight against emergency. During the event, the Union Home Minister flagged off the Loktantra Zindabad Yatra. The Yatra will travel across the country with the aim to spread awareness about constitutional values and the lessons learned from the emergency. Speaking on this occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted the atrocities faced by the people during the emergency. He pointed out that all must keep the memories of the emergency alive so that it is never being repeated. In a historic moment for the country, Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla took off to space today on the Axiom 4 mission. Shukla is first Indian in over four decades to be in space after Rakesh Sharma. The mission was launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States at 12:01 p.m. Indian Standard Time today. The Indian Space Research Organization has said the Axiom 4 will dock the International Space Station ISS at 4:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. A total of 3,154 Indian nationals have been brought to India from Iran under the Operation Sindhu. A flight carrying 296 Indian and 4 Nepalese nationals arrived in New Delhi from Mashhad, Iran, this evening. Apart from this, a total of 818 Indian nationals have returned home from Israel so far as a part of Operation Sindhu. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced that Class 10 board exams will be held in two terms, starting from next year. According to the new framework, the initial examination will take place in February, which will be compulsory for all the students. The subsequent examination in May will be optional for those students who seek to enhance their performance. The Iranian parliament today approved a bill suspending cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog, International Atomic Energy Agency. Iranian media reported that the decision followed recent U.S. strikes on three Iranian nuclear sites in Isfahan, Fordow and Natanz. And with that, we end this news bulletin.